Our next presentation is Supported Decision-Making, Concepts in an S&T. We have a panel here. Stephen Dale is a disability rights advocate whose interest in the disability community began at an early age. Stephen is currently the principal attorney at the Dale Law Firm, which is dedicated to providing quality estate planning to clients by working cooperatively with the client's tax, financial, and insurance professionals. We have Peter Wall, is the Director of Fiduciary Services for TrueLink Financial Advisors. Prior to joining TrueLink, Mr. Wall developed and helped lead a dedicated disability and elder law division of an $80 million nationally chartered trust bank. Next, we have Lindsay Drake. She is the founder of Drake Law, a solo law firm located in Austin. Since 2011, she enjoys assisting clients with various estate planning matters, including supplemental needs trust, uncontested probate matters of all varieties, and Medicaid pre-planning. And we have Haley Greer, the director of the ARC of Texas Master Pool Trust, a supplemental needs trust that provides people with disabilities an ongoing source of money for supplemental wants and needs. Haley is responsible for assisting families in establishing trust accounts, keeping up with current Medicaid regulations, approving trust disbursements, communicating with attorneys and judges, and educating interested groups about the benefits of the trust. Please welcome our panel.
Well, we have a lot to cover, and I'm going to jump in here since I have the first few slides, and this is going to be somewhat interactive, hopefully not too comical, but maybe a little bit. We'll just see how it goes.
I hope so.
I wanted to make a couple of observations before we do this. One thing about this program in particular, I have seen it evolve over the years. I don't know how many years. I've been here at least 15 years. I'm always amazed you keep inviting me back, but hey, here I am here. And, you know, it's evolved from just a focus on benefits and that kind of thing. And I have to say, if you look at the agenda and what's been happening here, you know, originally there was never a person with a disability on stage and that kind of thing. And so, you know, really, if you go back to that saying in the disability community here, the old nothing about us without us, you know, part of this, and it's kind of a theme here, instead of talking about what you could do for the beneficiary benefit these poor people that were, you know, part of this is really engaging them as part of the community. You know, part of deinstitutionalization is not just merely moving from large institutions into small group homes and that kind of thing. It's part of being part of the community. And we're seeing that evolution. And I've got to say, in the programming that I've seen here, I see the same thing. You know, the first time I ever heard about supported decision making, I had this wonderful advocate who stood up and go, there's this brand new thing called supported decision making. I'm thinking, yeah, the first time I heard about it was about 35 years ago. So we're rediscovering old concepts. But, you know, when you look at the principles of this here, it's pretty basic. Lastly, the first time I ever attended this as a California practitioner, I asked myself, what in the hell am I doing in Texas other than I love the barbecue? I do love, Pete, they do have the best barbecue here. We could debate that later.
I'm from Kansas City. Go Chiefs.
Oh, well, okay. Our first controversy, okay? But here's the thing with it. If you get a chance to read the paper, a lot of it compares California law, Texas law, and New York law. And you would think, well, why do I care about these things? But, you know, part of this is that, you know, whether, like, for instance, I get out of this program, I learn a lot about Texas, which helps me look at trends about things that are happening in other states. The same thing I hope you get out of this is that we didn't just regurgitate Texas law. And you'll notice in Texas law, they use fewer words. They just seem to do that here. But you'll also discover trends and that kind of thing. So looking at what's going on in other states, it'll help you make a little sense out of this. So just going through a few basics, this is growing with more recognition and more acceptance. So we have, you know, a couple of things that Here we included, you know, one is the National Guardianship Association, and a couple of things about this, which I think are principles we're dealing with.